time the weeds get growing really good. Now we're 100 plus. Had to check cows just about daily to make sure we don't have problems.
That audio from KWCH News, where many farmers say that now that we had some rain a few weeks ago, the grass started to grow, but now it's starting to die off all over again.
Grass has been really slow coming back, so we've had to just keep moving the cattle around. We have really had to watch our cattle and watch the water supply.
Mid-America Network News.
It starts with you. You reach out to KATE News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell is disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. KATE News, always on your side.
Looking for a career to fulfill your personal and professional goals? Serving part-time in the Kansas Army National Guard may be your perfect fit. We live here, we work here, we serve here. The Guard will pay you to train the skills you need to excel in critical job roles. With over 130 career paths available, you're sure to find the right job for you. Experience the personal fulfillment of helping your community in emergencies. Learn more at nationalguard.com/guard.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and the station.
Residents of the state of Kansas will have the opportunity to do a virtual Zoom audition for ABC's American Idol across the state of Kansas next Wednesday, August 9th. KATE News reports the auditions for American Idol are part of Idol Across America, a virtual nationwide search for the next star as they look for auditions in all 50 states across the nation. The deadline to register for the auditions was by Wednesday, August 2nd. But for more information, you can go online to AmericanIdol.com/auditions and find the Idol Across America, where they have additional details, locations, and full eligibility requirements, along with submission forms, terms, and conditions. In other news, the U.S. Marshal's Office has reported the arrest of a semi-driver who stole a pickup truck after a deadly crash back in October of 2019. KWCH News reports that 26-year-old Paolo Ivan Garcia was arrested in Douglas County, Georgia, in the accident that led to a 57-year-old man and his 81-year-old father that died in the accident. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. With the launching of the fall school semester here shortly across the state, Governor Jim Pillen says that he's excited about the new funding formula that the state legislature worked on throughout the session this year to better fund public education.
One thing we all agree on, our kids are our future, and we're never, ever going to give up on kids. We worked very, very hard to do a couple things. One is to have a budget. A fiscally conservative budget for the state with the highest focus on education. So this budget, this $1 billion and then $250 million thereafter will stand the test of time.
That audio from KSNB at Local Channel 4. Some teachers, however, say they are concerned at going into the new school year.
So if we are putting lids on spending and we're really not increasing the revenue, we're just shifting the revenue, then we need to be honest about that.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Get ready for spring mowing with an instant $500 rebate on Spartan's most popular zero-turn mowers at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Over 100 Spartan mowers in stock and ready for you immediately with many unique features to make mowing your lawn faster, easier, and more comfortable. 0% financing available with approved credit. See the full line of Spartan mowers at Countryside right away to take advantage of the $500 springtime instant rebate. Online at Countryside Motors or on the ground at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Countryside Motors, we have what moves you.
We have Clay here from Best Body Shop. Clay, tell us what makes your shop different from the rest.
You know, that's a great question. One of the things that differentiates Best Body Shop from the other collision repair facilities is that we're not influenced by anything but repairing the car based on the manufacturer's guidelines. And so our sole focus is to make sure that your car is safe and properly repaired. So you can reach us at 316-445-9850. We are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 7, and on Saturday, 9 to noon.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville USD 364 School Board at their July meeting approved homeschool students meeting state requirements may participate in district sports and activities. An eligibility form is on the Kansas State High School Activities Association website, and participants must live within district boundaries. The unanimous vote by Marysville School Board follows state legislation allowing extracurricular participation. First day of school at Marysville is August 17th. Enrollment fees were set at $100 for pre-K, $75 K through 6, and $115 for junior and senior high students. Following closure of the Wetmore School, USD 113 Prairie Hills District is working with Nemahal Central USD 115 in Seneca and is expected to cooperate with the Vermilion and Jackson Heights districts on land transfers that would allow students alternate district options. The Fawn Creek Bridge project near the Valley Heights High School between Blue Rapids and Waterville will be reduced to one-lane traffic as early as August 7th as bridge reconstruction work begins. Traffic signals at the site may delay travel briefly, with work to continue through September next year. City of Seneca is considering regulations as to placement of propane storage tanks within the community. City Council has asked the Planning Commission to review a proposed ordinance that could include underground burial of residential propane tanks. The committee is to hold a public hearing on the matter August 14th at 7 p.m. at Seneca City Hall. A free traditional hunter's education course will be offered in Belleville August 11th and 12th. With classes Friday evening, 5 until 9, and then Saturday beginning at 8 a.m. at the Central Christian Church in Belleville. Participants must be at least 11 years old and should text the name and date of birth to Don Grove at 785-541-0061. That's 785-541-0061. Your news on your time, the KNDY podcast of our morning and midday. News blocks are available on our website at KNDYradio.com and on our Facebook page. Local news three times daily in the 7, 12, and 5 o'clock news blocks on KNDY.
Kansas Department of Transportation will begin a bridge replacement project on U.S. Highway 77 between Blue Rapids and Waterville beginning Monday morning, August 7th. Temporary traffic signals will direct traffic while the bridge is being replaced one half at a time. Work zone speeds will be reduced to 40 miles an hour while there will be a 10-foot width restriction over the bridge. Drivers should expect delays for up to 15 minutes. Work will occur Monday through Friday during daylight hours, with the project expected to be completed in 2024. Again, Kansas Department of Transportation will begin bridge replacement on the Fawn Creek Bridge on Highway 77 between Blue Rapids and Waterville Monday morning, August 7th. There will be a reduced speed zone as well as a 10-foot width restriction over the bridge. Drivers should expect 15-minute delays while this project is expected to be completed September of 2024.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Friday, tater tot casserole, beets and mandarin oranges, Monday tuna patties, a biscuit, rice pilaf, green beans, and cranberry sauce.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do, Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some showers and thunderstorms scattered throughout the region today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the lower 80s and mid-90s. More scattered showers possible overnight tonight, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Some showers possible throughout Saturday as well, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid-80s and mid-90s. Then showers and thunderstorms become likely throughout Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Some rain showers still possible on Sunday, staying sunny and cooler with our highs in the upper 70s and upper 80s. Northwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Showers clear up early Sunday night, then clear with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Northwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Sunshine on Monday with our highs in the upper 70s and upper 80s. Then a slight chance for some scattered showers throughout Monday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Sunny on Tuesday with our highs in the lower 80s and lower 90s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature for the area this time early August, 91 degrees. Record high on this date, 111. Average low temperature this time of year, 69 degrees, while the record low on this date was 50. Sunrise this morning was at 6:30, while sunset this evening will be at 8:38.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a tablet banking app. Simply search UBT Tablet in the App Store and download. Enjoy banking on your tablet from anywhere. It's a mobile fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Squirrels just want to have fun. Annual Ladies Night Out is back in Marysville August 4th. Grab your boots, girlfriends, and disco balls as you visit and shop over 20 downtown Marysville businesses. Special prizes, drinks, giveaways, and great deals will have all the disco cowgirls in Marysville Friday evening, August 4th, for the annual Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun Ladies Night Out. While you're downtown, check out these participating businesses.
The Trendiest Boutique has just moved to Marysville. Stop by MSC Boutique on Broadway during Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun Friday night. Cute, comfortable, and affordable options. Grab graphic tees for $19.99 and buy one, get one free women's shorts. Big city style with small town service. Your newest boutique in downtown Marysville with all the groovy trends and stylish go-tos at MSC Boutique.
Reflections in downtown Marysville is excited for Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun Ladies Night Out Friday evening. Shop until you drop from 4 until 8 p.m. with Rope a Deal giveaways, Hallmark Bounce Back coupons, and more deals throughout the store. Settle the dust with a cowgirl menu of barbecue pulled pork and more. Finish off with a glass of their house-made wine spritzer and non-alcoholic drinks too. So much more than your favorite Hallmark store. That's Reflections in downtown Marysville.
Grab your girls and stop by Pony Express Tanning and Trading Friday night during Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun and shop 20% off the entire store. Pick up 20 tans for $90. And for Friday evening only, when you book a nail appointment, receive 20% off. That's 20% off every nail appointment booked during Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun Friday evening. Tans, nails, and more. That's Pony Express Tanning and Trading Company on Broadway in Marysville.
Have you heard that there's a new place to grab a snack in Marysville?
Really?
You bet. Marylicious Snacks and More just opened at 814 Broadway. They have great breakfast options, including breakfast burritos and biscuits and gravy. Plus, they have quick Mexican lunch options, as well as lots of snacks available all day.
Snacks? I like snacks. What do they have?
They have ice cream with toppings, as well as milkshakes and snow cones. Plus, they will have acai bowls and crepes available.
I'm in. When are they open?
They are open from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. Monday and Tuesday, and also Thursday through Saturday. They are closed on Wednesdays.
Let's go try them now. My treat. Where are they again?
Marylicious Snacks and More, 814 Broadway in downtown Marysville.
Hey, it's Lori and Lori here at the Wagon Wheel. Can't wait to see everyone downtown for the Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun event. Come in and see us with your bingo card to receive 20% off any food item and get your box checked. Our specialty drink for the evening will be the Dolly. See you all, Disco Cowgirls, soon.
See you all Friday evening at Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun. At Tony's Meat Market in Marysville, fresh is the expectation, not a choice. offering special orders, a drive-through window for easy pickup, and always the freshest meat around. If you haven't seen what Tony's Meat Market has to offer, swing on down to 1509 Center Street in Marysville across from Superwash. Steaks, pork chops, hamburger, chicken, barbecue essentials, and now ice-cold beer. Whether you're feeding 5 or 50, Tony's has you covered. A friend from the first visit. That's Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
Scherzer debuts for the Rangers and Freddie Freeman's on fire. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Max Scherzer, newest acquisition by the AL West leading Rangers, made his first start Thursday against the White Sox, who've raised the white flag on the season. After a rocky first, Scherzer settled in, striking out 9 over 6, while the offense did the rest.
Here's the 1-1 pitch. Simeon hits one high and deep to left. Benintendi watches it fly out of the yard.
The call on 105.3 The Fan, Marcus Simeon hitting the go-ahead homer to put the Rangers up 4-3. They'd win it 5-3. In L.A., the Dodgers' Freddie Freeman launched a solo home run among his 3 hits on the night.
Freeman is 2 for 4 tonight, and there's a high fly ball to right field, and it is gone, a home run.
The call on AM 570 L.A. Sports. Freeman continues his hot start to August. Dodgers win 8-2 and sweep the A's right out of town. Yankees top the Astros 4-3. Orioles beat the Blue Jays 6-1, and the Giants beat the D-backs. More scores from the tight NL Central. Pirates visiting the Brewers, getting a quick 1-0 lead on a first-inning fielder's choice. The Brewers would plate 2 in the bottom of the frame, up 8-1 in the 6th.
Freeland swings, sends one to right, deep, at the wall.
The call on WTMJ, Sal Frelick going deep for 3 of his 5 RBI. The Brewers bash the Pirates 14-1. WNBA, the league's all-time leading scorer, adding to her Hall of Fame resume last night.
Diana Taurasi may etch her name in the history books. Taurasi, 3!
Call on Amazon Prime, Diana Taurasi becomes the first player in WNBA history to score 10,000 career points. She had 42 in the Mercury's 91-71 win over the Dream. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance as you. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind you have you covered. Please come see the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance, 785-562-2393.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Conservation has been a part of the Farm Bill for a multitude of years. K-State Agriculture Policy Specialist Jenny Ift mentions a few key scenarios that helped get programs established for producers.
Conservation policy goes back to the development of early farm bills during the Great Depression, when farmers on the Great Plains literally shared dust with legislators in Washington, D.C., and the visibility of that dust helped get this legislation passed and led to the creation of the NRCS as well as other institutions.
She discusses when the Farm Bill started incorporating conservation programs to encourage producers to be more environmentally conscious of their practices.
Part of the 1985 Farm Bill. To put it in context, sort of in the 60s and 70s, you had a growing environmental movement in the U.S. You had things like the Endangered Species Act protected, passed during the Nixon administration in the 1970s. So there was broad public support for protecting the environment. This is part of the reason that got put in the Farm Bill. But the basic idea is there needs to be some minimum standard for environmental impact for eligibility for safety net payments. So some of those, you know, payments that get paid out when yields or prices are lower, that a farmer can't just go farm a wetland or plow off native sod and still be eligible. So there's some rules there for what you need to do to be eligible. There's also something called highly erodible land. And this, you have to make sure you're taking care of it. It has to be certified by USDA before you can have eligibility for some of those other payments. But if you don't want to be involved, you just do what you want. It's private land, but then you lose eligibility for some payments.
If talks about how programs have undergone changes and how much of the Farm Bill is designated to environmental programs.
So these programs are relatively newer, at least in their current form, but that's where a lot of the growth is in Farm Bill spending on conservation. Today, spending on these programs is larger than the Conservation Reserve Program. In fact, some programs like EQIP, that pays for individual practices, some Conservation Stewardship Program, CSP, that takes a farm-level approach. But a lot of years, I think nearly all years, there's more applications to this program than there are funds available. So it is quite popular. I think one of the reasons is because the practices that are sponsored tend to be win-win. There's some environmental benefit that justifies the public investment, but farms also benefit. You think of something like improving grazing management. These conservation programs are a growing part of the Farm Bill, and they have broad support well beyond agriculture. There's a lot of groups that are concerned about the environment. Conservation programs are about 4% of the total Farm Bill, but if you take out nutrition programs, they're 25% of all Farm Bill spending.
That was K-State Agriculture Policy Specialist Jenny Ift with information about the percentage of the Farm Bill that has contributed to conservation programs. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Save big with 11% off everything at Menards. Get a beautiful view with new windows from Jeldwin. They're durable, energy efficient, and low in maintenance. Come check out our great selection of over 100 sizes and styles in stock and ready to take home today. Get a 48 by 36 inch vinyl sliding window for $159 after 11% rebate. Good through August 6th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Here's a look at your ag news for this Friday, August the 4th. For the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, it is Friday, time for the Stikeline Report.
Well, it was another report out of USDA, very interesting, depicting prices of what the farmer might get for his products out on the farm. You know, it's one of those deals, friends, where the farmer, he doesn't tell anybody what he has to have for his products. He has to take what they'll give him, and so it's always interesting to see what some of those folks have to do to give the most. And that's kind of an interesting conversation. In the meantime, it's the WASDE report, crop production report out of USDA, that tells us corn yield this year is going to be 177.5 bushels per acre, according to USDA and the so-called Spurdexes back there behind the desk. Well, that's up a little over a bushel per acre. Not good when it comes to price, because the more you put on the market, the less they have reason to pay you. In the meantime, soybeans, 52 bushels an acre is what they say now. Just a month ago, it was 51.4, but total production at 4.3, still up some, but way below the trade guess, folks. And so consequently, the soybean market, what got hot, still is. Wheat, finally, they decided that this Ukrainian mess that the Russians are bombing the big old port where all the grain is in and out and no out. Finally, they got a hold of that, moving the market on the upward side. That deal in the Ukraine is a much bigger deal than anything they can do in Washington or I can do here. Thanks for being with me, though, on the Stikeline Report.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 50.
One of Skywatcher's favorite summertime shows is on this month. We will point out the highlights on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, August 4th, the 216th day of the year. Former NASCAR driver Jeff Gordon has a birthday, and 44th U.S. President Barack Obama turns 62 today. Point your eyes to the skies this month, and you'll see planet Mercury lingering just above the horizon in the western evening twilight at magnitude zero. Mars, which is six times fainter, hovers above it. Nearing month's end, Saturn reaches opposition on the 27th at its brightest and brightest of the year. An August-famous meteor shower, the Perseids, arrives mid-month. Look to the sky after midnight on the 11th and 12th for the Meteor A Minute show. The moon won't interfere, making for excellent viewing conditions. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and find all of the month's moon phases at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. As we gear up for college football season, basketball players are already gearing up for their season coming up in the fall as well, as the Kansas State Wildcats men's basketball team is also working on locking in their staff for the 2023-24 season. As KSNC News reported earlier this week, the Wildcats did add on Franklin Miskelly, as he has joined from the Director of Video and Analytics for the team after spending 2 years at Mississippi State as a graduate assistant. During the announcement, head coach Jerome Tang released a statement saying, quote, "We are excited to welcome Franklin and his wife Mackenzie to the Kansas State family. We love his energy and enthusiasm and believe he will continue to grow our video and analytic operations. He comes highly recommended by Coach Ben Holland and Coach Chris Jans and his staff at Mississippi State." Franklin joins the team and fills the role of Anthony Winchester, who was promoted earlier in June of this year. Game number one for the Wildcats kickoff this season starting on November 6th. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort is where the winners play in August. Tulum in our indoor water park, while the winning stays red hot inside the casino. Win random rewards every Tuesday with $5,000 giveaways every hour from 6 to 9. Saturdays from 7 to 11. Play Ducks of Love and win up to $3,000. More entertainment, more attractions, and more winning this August at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort, where the winners play. Highway 77 in Newkirk.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today.
The Kansas City Royals continue to work through their struggling baseball season of 2023, but say that they are planning to announce the new location of their new baseball stadium in late September. As KWCH News reports that according to the team, it will be taking place in one of two different locations, either the new ballpark district across the river in North Kansas City or at a spot in East Village in the downtown Kansas City area. The current Kauffman Stadium was built back in 1973 and is set in Jackson County. But according to David Slater, the executive director of the Clay County Economic Development Council, they say they are looking at numerous different factors, including the economic impact that the Kansas City area and downtown Kansas City area would have, and say they've been looking at details from both potential sites. They say once the site is actually picked, they can start designing and building the actual site, as the Royals' current lease with the Kauffman Stadium isn't up for another 8 years, and say the project for building a brand new stadium will take roughly 3 years to complete. They also say the project will cost up to $2 billion, with roughly $1 billion of it coming from private funding. Mid-America Network Sports.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Overcast skies today with scattered thunderstorms likely. Daytime highs approaching 83. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 68. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, chance for scattered storms. Daytime highs approaching 87. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 70.
If you live in or around the Axtell community and are passionate about fitness, the Axtell Community Foundation has lifetime memberships available for the new Community Fitness Center. A limited number of lifetime memberships are being sold, so visit the Axtell Community Fitness Center Facebook page to grab yours. With weight machines, a walking track, stair climbers, physical therapy rooms, and possible exercise classes, this state-of-the-art facility looks to improve its patrons and the community around it. Individual memberships will start at $35, but only 20 lifetime memberships are being made available, while donations are always welcomed. Getting fit and supporting the community is what the Fitness Center is all about. Visit the Axtell Community Fitness Center Facebook page to view pictures, make a donation, or grab a membership and find out how you can help build a healthier community today.
KNDY.
But nobody sings a love song quite like you do. And nobody else can make me sing along. And nobody else can make me feel the things are right when I know they're wrong. Nobody sings a love song quite like you. Sing your song, sweet music, man. You travel the world with a six-piece band that does for you what you ask them to. And you try to stay young, but the songs you sung to so many people have all begun to come back on you. Sing your song, sad music man.